The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Rhonda Revell. The Cornhuskers ended Big Ten play with a 13-10 record and enter the Big Ten tournament as the number 5 seed, preparing to face number 12 seed Penn State in the first round on Thursday at approximately 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Minnesota. What a great season for them. They're so well coached, and they've just got so much production up and down the lineup, and just the attention that they're garnering for not only their school but also for our conference. So that's really great. And then the second thing, our season hasn't been our best by any stretch, but the one thing I'll say about our team is that we have not we've not backed down, and we continue to fight. And that's where we are as we enter the second season.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Joe Christensen with Star Tribune.
Hi, Coach. You touched on it in your statement about what Minnesota has done. And could you just give kind of your assessment of what Jessica Allister has done here with Minnesota's program and what it could do for the Big Ten overall?
Absolutely. I could talk for days, and I think they're only giving me 5 minutes. But first of all, it was a great hire from the first moment until this moment. And, she's just followed a tremendous blueprint. She's got a great vision. She has an undying enthusiasm, not only for the game of softball, but for the University of Minnesota, and then also her players. It's hard not to be a fan of hers, even when you're coaching against her, because she has an infectious enthusiasm, like I said, for her players in the game and the university. And I just think that she has built a model program, and she's done it her way. And I love the fact that she's really authentic in her coaching. Like she's recruited a little bit differently. She hasn't bought into the early recruiting like so many of us have. And now I'm rethinking and trying to follow her lead a little bit. It's just, like I said, I could go on and on and on.
Well, I appreciate that. And also on Sarah Groenewegen, just kind of what sets her apart?
Well, first and foremost, she's a competitor, and she has a deep belief in herself. And I think those are the two critical components for a pitcher to be really effective and sustain success over time. And then I think the second thing, and I heard Jess at the end of her interview there, is she's fresh heading into postseason. And the fact that they do have a staff this year has really been helpful for her. And she's not only fresh physically, because she's fresh physically, she's also fresh mentally and emotionally, and it's really fun to watch if you're a fan. It may not be if you're competing against her, but I think that's the thing that separates Sarah right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck at this week's tournament.
Thank you. Bye-bye.